Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting second. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Wagner is chasing the ball. Taylor rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bresciud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bresciud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Neiman reaches second base with a double. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Drabowski reaches second base with a double. Neiman scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ramon Monzón now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Drabowski scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bressoud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ramon Monzón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzón hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Taylor scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bolger strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays strikes out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. Jablonski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Drabowski hits a pop-up towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak pinch hits for Eddie Bresud. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Ramon Monzont. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to third. Speak moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alou is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny O'Connell now playing second base. Ray Crone now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bolger is attempting to get to third. There's the throw and Bolger is out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays strikes out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 2 in the game. Jablonski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Drabowski hits a pop-up towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Danny O'Connell. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Finnegan pinch hits for Ray Crone. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan strikes out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Kirkland moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Finnegan now playing second base. Marv Grissom now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bulger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jablonski strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schmidt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Schmidt moves to second. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wagner scores. Schmidt moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-5, Cubs. Stu Miller pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a fly ball into left field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike McCormick now pitching. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a pop-up towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner who is chasing the ball. Walls reaches third base with a triple. Taylor scores. It's 7-5, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Banks is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Walls scores. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Cubs. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bulger hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 5. the Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-4 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.